Are you looking for a Christ-centered, cross-focused church? Check out the new Find a Church page at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Find a Church. Are you tired of worship that's more about self-help than the Savior, the Christian rather than the Christ, and the Christ in you instead of Christ for you? It's not about you, it's about Jesus for you. Find a church near you, issuesetc.org. Click Find a Church.
We're burning books that are satanic. A lot of different authors that we consider heretics, such as Billy Graham, Rick Warren, the list goes on and on.
Well, that's Pastor Martin Grizzard, of Amazing Grace Baptist Church in Canton, North Carolina. It's a little tiny church, but man, they're making the news because they're going to have an old-fashioned book burning on Halloween. And not just the books you might expect to be burned. You know, churches think about burning, I don't know, atheist, the latest treatise from the new atheist, maybe a Harry Potter book or two, something like that. But some Christian books, you mentioned a few Christian authors, and even some Bibles. In fact, anything that isn't the King James Bible, they're going to burn it down there in Canton, North Carolina on Halloween. Greetings and welcome to Issues, Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We'll begin with your phone calls and your email during audio open lines for about a half hour, then half past the hour. We'll talk with Gretchen Pasentino of Answers in Actions about two issues. A mass global wedding led by the head of the Unification Church, the Reverend Sung Young Moon. And we'll also talk with Gretchen about defining a cult. Now, the Church of, they call them the Moonies, it's classically called a cult. But in what sense should we be using that word as Christians, the word cult? We'll talk about that in about 25 minutes. Our call-in number 1-877-623-6943. We're coming to you live this Wednesday afternoon, October the 14th. It is audio open lines. That means your questions, your comments, and your answers for these questions. If your church was going to hold an old-fashioned book burning, how would you react? What if your pastor said, look, this is a great way of garnering some public attention? And we can make a statement, too, that these books, we shouldn't be reading these books. They're detrimental to the faith of Christians and to the general welfare of people. How would you react? What kind of a statement does it make if a church holds a book burning? 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org or Twitter us at issuesetc. Now, we'll hear the story here in just a moment, but I want to hear from you. 1-877-623-MYIE or talk back at issuesetc.org. And you got to deal with the fact that there is a book burning in the Bible. In Acts chapter 19, right there under the noses of the apostles, people who had repented of their sorcery, their practicing magical arts, brought their books together and they burned them in public for everyone to see. And it says the word of the Lord grew. Now here's the story from the Associated Press about this book burning down there in Canton, North Carolina.
Amazing Grace Baptist Church in Canton, North Carolina is planning a book burning on Halloween.
We're burning books that are satanic.
And you'd be surprised which books they consider fuel. Bibles, like the New Revised Version Bible, the American Standard Version, and the New King James Version. The banned books are listed on the church's website. The pastor considers them perversions of God's Word.
Now, one of the things that they're burning down there are Bibles that are not King James versions of the Bible. So this is a King James-only congregation. They believe that there is no English version of the Bible that is God's Word. And so all the other ones ought to be burned along with the books by Christian authors, whatever other books they can round up to burn. They want to make a statement. It's a publicity stunt, no doubt about it. What if your congregation wanted to do it too? What kind of a statement does it make? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org is our in-studio email address, or you can Twitter questions or comments to us at issuesetc.
I believe the King James Version is God's preserved, inspired, inerrant, infallible Word of God.
His church doesn't believe in any other version.
We believe the King James Version for the English-speaking people is God's holy word.
The church's website spells it out. A Halloween book burning, but also being tossed in the fire, music of almost every genre, and popular books, some by Christian authors.
A lot of different authors that we consider heretics, such as Billy Graham, Rick Warren, the list goes on and on.
Other authors slated for burning include James Dobson, Oral Roberts, T.D. Jakes, and even books by Mother Teresa. And the pastor does have community support.
In my opinion, the King James Version is the only version.
But other residents think burning Bibles is nonsense.
Some of the newer versions, I think, make it easier for people to understand.
The website mentions they'll also be serving food at the burning, fried and barbecue chicken. So far, the Amazing Grace Church has 14 members, but the pastor says it's growing, and he hopes Halloween's book burning lights a fire under true believers. The pastor hopes to make the book burning an annual event. Myra Lopez, The Associated Press.
All right, that's the story. Now I want to hear from you. What do you think about this church down there in North Carolina having a Halloween book burning? Burning the books they think are detrimental to people's faith, versions of the Bible that they think deviate from the true Word of God. 1-877-623-6943. Email your questions or comments, talkback at issuesetc.org, or Twitter us at issuesetc. If your pastor decided to do this, how would you react? Obviously, it makes a statement, doesn't it? It's a very strong statement. What is the statement it makes with the world when a church decides to engage in book burning? It used to be the classics. It used to be those books that contained sexual references. And there's no doubt about it. Some of the books that they're talking about there, that they're talking about burning, are detrimental to Christians' faith. They have false teaching in them. Should they be burned? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Audio open lines is for your questions, your comments, and your answers to those questions. A little bit later, Gretchen Pasentino will join us. We'll talk about a mass global wedding conducted by the Reverend Sung Young Moon, head of the Unification Church. We call it a cult. We'll also talk about defining a cult with Gretchen Pasentino in about 15 minutes. Elaine in Canada has this to say: in my opinion, I don't think book burning is a good idea. Better to instruct people in the truths of Scripture so they can discern errors, because there's always more harmful and misleading books and ideas forthcoming no matter how many books are burned. It's true, of the burning of many books, there is no end. I mean, you could burn all the books practically in the bookstore if you really wanted to be technical about it. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943, or talk back at issuesetc.org. Sean listens in North Dakota. He says, what message does book burning send? Let me see. I'm a knuckle-dragging provincialist? Or Heil Hitler? Spring to mind. If we could spend some time constructively catechizing our children, the garbage that masquerades as literature in this day and age need not cause us alarm, writes Sean in North Dakota. A better approach, I think, is to use these resources as springboards for Christian apologetics and to create opportunities to confess Christ. I would be willing to make an exception in the case of The Purpose-Driven Life and Your Best Life Now. When it comes to those two gems, burn, baby, burn, says Sean in North Dakota. Let's see what Sharon has to say. She's listening in St. Louis. Hi, Sharon.
Hi. I was just thinking how pointless it is to burn books anymore, because in the Middle Ages, if you burned books, you eradicated them because they were hard to come by. But today, who cares? If you burn a book, somebody else can just go and print it off. So it seems almost silly. And the only point is to make a statement. And what kind of statement are they really making? Where, you know, everybody sees it as being closed-minded and not really effective anymore.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate the call, and thanks for listening in St. Louis, Sharon. Keith in North Platte, Nebraska says book burnings by a church display intolerance, true intolerance, in that they are not allowing the consideration of anything but their own teachings. An alternative to book burning is to take the time and make the effort to formulate a sound argument against them. Well, yeah, I mean, you can burn them and try and solve the problem that way, or just make a statement, a kind of a grand gesture. I wonder, is that what's happening in the book of Acts when the believers, having been struck to the heart in repentance for their practices of divination and magical witchcraft and things like that, brought together all their books of spells and whatnot publicly and burned them? And then when they calculated the cost, it was, what, 50,000, something like that, pieces of silver? And it even caused a riot later among the the idol worshipers there. I think it's in Ephesus. Yeah, they burned them all. They counted the value, and it came to 50,000 pieces of silver. That was some book burning. Were they just making a grand gesture or a public statement? 1-877-623-6943. 1-877-623-MY-I-E or talk back at issuesetc.org. Oh, and I did mention that they're also burning Bibles too, non-King James Version Bibles. Apparently anything that isn't the King James Version can also get tossed on the pile. 1-877-623-MY-I-E, our in-studio email address, talkback at issuesetc.org, or Twitter us at issuesetc. Some might say it's a great publicity stunt for the church. I mean, churches, what do? Pastors ride their motorcycles off the stage. They give away cars. They give away Super Bowl tickets. They do all sorts. They have sermon series on sex. Why not a good old-fashioned book burning? Cliff is calling from Redbud, Illinois. Cliff, welcome.
I was just wondering, if these people are so pious that they want to burn books by Sister Teresa and a non-King James version of the Bible, how can they call themselves the Amazing Grace Church?
That's interesting. Well, you know, I suppose that they think, you got to understand, part of the motivation here is that they believe these books are truly harmful, detrimental to the faith of Christians, that they contain false teaching. And this is true. I find it ironic that they, in order to burn them, they got to buy a copy, or someone had to buy a copy of the books to burn. So by burning them, they certainly make a public statement, but they also have, at least in a small way, contributed to the author's bottom line, or at least the publisher's bottom line. I want to hear from the rest of you. We got plenty of time for your questions, your comments, and your phone calls going into this break. We're talking about the book burning down there in North Carolina. A Baptist church has decided it's time to burn the books that are causing all the troubles. What do you think? 1-877-623-6943. Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300. Emmanuel Lutheran, Alexandria, Virginia. Bethel Lutheran, Ballinger, Texas. Mount Calvary Lutheran, Eola, Texas. Beautiful Savior Lutheran, Bridgeton, Missouri. Christ Our King Community Lutheran, Costa Mesa, California. Lord of Life Lutheran, Plano, Texas. Christ Lutheran, Platte Woods, Missouri. Hope Lutheran, Sonora, Texas, Faith Lutheran, Azona, Texas, and Emmanuel Lutheran, Steger, Illinois. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Just go to our website, issuesetc.org, and click Promote. When your congregation joins the Issues Etc. 300, we'll advertise your congregation on the radio, at our website, and in the Issues Etc. journal. IssuesETC.org, click Promote. The Issues Etc. 300.
Smartest listeners in radio. You're listening to Issues Etc.
We know that you want to build your family on the right foundation from the very start. The foundation of Jesus Christ. Concordia Publishing House offers more than 8,000 products for churches, schools, and homes. Dedicated customer service and an experienced staff to help you focus on what matters most. Click to connect at cph.org. Concordia Publishing House, listening, responding, providing for God's people. Concordia Publishing House, cph.org.
If you're interested in hanging around with a bunch of powerful men that further one another's careers, I guess you could meet Fred and Barney down at the Loyal Order of Water Buffalo. Stress is your problem, and those 40, 50 hours a week are killing you, and that cubicle's driving you nuts. Perhaps you should buy Joel Osteen's book and read it. If you're interested in Lutheran doctrine and practice and how we can spread that to our communities, check us out, Brothers of John the Steadfast, www.steadfastlutherans.com.
I believe the King James Version is God's preserved, inspired, inerrant, infallible Word of God. We believe the King James Version for the English-speaking people is God's holy Word.
That's Pastor Mark Grizzard of Amazing Grace Baptist Church in Canton, North Carolina. Any non-King James version of the Bible is also going on the pyre as they have their Halloween book burning coming up here. And he says it's something that needs to be done. And it's a statement that needs to be made. I want to know, what kind of a statement does it make if a church has a book burning? Is this what's going on in the book of Acts when in, I think it's, believe in Acts chapter 19 in Ephesus, all the books of the magical arts that the people formerly practiced are all gathered together, 50,000 pieces of silver worth of books, and burned publicly. And it says, thus the word of the Lord grew mightily. In this way, the word of the Lord grew mightily. My goodness. And if I look back on some more recent Christian history, I believe that Martin Luther, if he didn't burn any books, I think he actually did burn some of the papal works, if not only the papal bull of excommunication. He burned it publicly. More a sign of disregard for the Pope's authority, maybe? I don't know. But he did burn it publicly. And of course, they were burning his books too. Book burning is not uncommon in Christian history. Is it ever appropriate? Is it always wrong? 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. We're coming to you live this Wednesday afternoon, October the 14th. You can email questions or comments to us on this subject, your answers to my question. If your pastor decided to do this, how would you react? And what kind of a statement does it make? TalkBack@issuesetc.org. TalkBack@issuesetc.org. Steve in Minnesota says, they get an A for effort, but a big F when it comes to convicting the skeptical and unbelieving world of their sin so they can see the truth of the saving gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, I want to come back to that in a minute, because if we're going to talk about the burning of books, we do have to struggle with the book burning in Acts chapter 19. I mean, what makes that different? How can it be that the writer of the book of Acts says that it was in this way, thus, the word of the Lord grew mightily after they had burned the books of the magical books in Ephesus? 1-877-623-MYIE or talkback@issuesetc.org. Scott in Oakwood, Illinois emails us, I will not abide a book burning event. If the books are so dangerous, study them. Teach people what heresy looks like in the field. If it's a sin-filled items they're wanting to get rid of, they might as well burn the entire congregation as well. They're sinners, right? God be praised for sending Jesus to die and rise again for us sinners to save us from such an end, right, Scott in Oakwood? Thanks for listening up there in Oakwood. Dennis in St. John's, Michigan says, Would this ablaze program burn my 27th edition of the Novum Testamentum Graecae? Not as long as I draw breath. He's talking about his Greek New Testament there. It is a form of a kind of an ablaze program, isn't it? A publicity stunt, some would say. It's just a chance for the church to get a little visibility. And after all, lesser churches have done much more. Well, not as radical as book burning, but they've spent a lot more on publicity stunts. And they say, look, the end justifies the means. If it gets people paying attention to us, interested in us, coming by to see what we're all about, and justifies the means. Why not a good old-fashioned book burning too? Christine writes, although this church wants to destroy books they find offensive, it also runs the risk of drawing more interest in the books they plan to burn. Let's just pray it fuels more interest in the gospel rather than in the worldly message of some of the books. Thank you very much. So what about you? Just imagine for a moment that your pastor says, for whatever reason, publicity stunt, these books are harmful, let's make a public statement. Your pastor says, you know that there are books that people simply shouldn't be reading, and we need to send the message loud and clear out there to the world that these books should not be read, by Christians or otherwise. Let's have a good old-fashioned book burning. How would you react? How would you respond? Would you say no, pastor? For what reason would you say no? And if your pastor said, but and you know, in the book of Acts chapter 19, Christians there burnt books, a lot of books. And it says right afterwards, so the word of the Lord grew mightily. How would you respond? What makes that book burning any different from the book burning that Amazing Grace Baptist Church is planning to hold on Halloween night? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-6943. My IE, email us talkback@issuesetc.org. Here's a book that I'm sure Pastor Grizzard down there in North Carolina would probably throw on the pile if he could. It's not the right version, and it's got all sorts of He probably would think all sorts of the teachings of men in it. I consider it a book worth picking up and reading. The Lutheran Study Bible. It's the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for October. You can find out more about it at our website, issuesetc.org. Or you can call Concordia Publishing House. I don't think they make them flame retardant over there, but you can keep it away from an open flame and it'll do you a lot of good. 1-800-325-3040. 1-800-325-3040. It's the toll-free number for Concordia Publishing House. Ask them about the Lutheran Study Bible. So, I'm trying to picture Halloween night down there in North Carolina. You're driving down the highway and there's a bonfire off to the side of the road. It's a church parking lot, and there you think maybe they're just roasting hot dogs. You pull up, you drive up, you see what they're doing. They offer you some fried chicken and some ribs, and they say, hey, you got any books you need to burn? We're having a good old book burning. What would you say? Here's Ann in Crestwood, Missouri. Hi, Ann.
Well, hi, Todd. I've been cleaning house lately, and I just threw the shack away the other day, and I could have shared it with somebody, but I think some of these books really cause confusion, and there's a lot of people that do not have access to Issues, etc.
Would you, if you, you know, had the opportunity, do you think it would be wise to burn the shack or get a bunch of them together and burn books like this?
Oh, I don't think so, burning, but there's some things I don't really want to share. Dan Brown's books have troubled people enough that they stop going to church. And if they don't have access to wise theology, that's what I did. I threw the book away.
All right. Well, you know, Ann, I've thrown a lot of books away because I have a lot of books. Anyone who's seen the studio here knows that I got more than I need. And I got a pile sitting right here in front of the window between me and Jeff that it's not slated for the burning pile, although I guess if I was cold, they could keep me warm. They're going to get thrown away one way or the other, right? Because they're not worth keeping, the stuff written in them. Now, there's some stuff on my shelf, books by Joel Osteen, Rick Warren, things like that. I don't believe much of what they write, but I keep it there because I need to know what they say so I can respond to it. I asked the question, what's the difference between the Christians in the book of Acts burning books and a church burning books as a publicity stunt? I'll tell you what, when the Christians in the book of Acts burnt their books, it was not a publicity stunt. It was not a public statement. It was a sign of repentance. These people had practiced these things. They had been involved in these things. And burning the books then were them saying, no more will I practice these wicked arts, these sinful things. No more. It's a sign of personal repentance. Now, any church that wants to have a good old-fashioned book burning, if they want to go out and burn the purpose-driven life because they are willing to repent that they got involved in it in the first place, I'll applaud. If they want to throw it in the trash, good. What is needed? Not necessarily the fires of a burning pile of books, but true repentance over the false teachings. I would much rather have the pastor call his congregation and the rest of us to repent of the false teachings in those books than to say, look, it's a great event. We're going to have some hot dogs. It's going to be fun to burn some books. Nothing more than a publicity stunt. We don't need people adding to the foolishness of the gospel. The gospel is offensive enough. It will offend rightly all the right people. And what we need is to proclaim that gospel, repentance and the forgiveness of sins in Jesus' name. Well, here's a story we're going to get to on the other side of the break with Gretchen Passantino, a Reuters story about a mass global wedding conducted by the Reverend Sung Young Moon.
It was the largest mass wedding for the Unification Church in a decade.
Congratulations!
More than 20,000 were gathered at the Reverend Sung Young Moon's Sun Moon University campus south of Seoul, while some 20,000 more joined in at the same time in the U.S., Australia, Latin America, and elsewhere. The controversial founder himself presided over the Korean ceremony. Church officials said the event was meant to mark Moon's 90th birthday and the 50th anniversary of his own marriage to Han Hawk Jaw. Many of the brides wore veils and white wedding dresses. The men wore black suits with red ties, with white scarves wrapped around their necks. Moon offered the couples tying the knot a blessing. The mass ceremony may well be the last on such a grand scale where Moon himself is officiating. The 89-year-old has been moving to hand day-to-day church leadership over to his children, although they say he remains in charge and in good health. Then it was time for the brides and grooms to exchange rings, those wearing white gloves having removed them. The couples seem happy and pleased with each other.
Very good. We hit it off really well, I feel. You know, we did great, and it just kept rolling from there. You get closer and closer, and now we're here, so it's exciting.
In the past, critics have charged the mass weddings prove the church brainwashes its followers. But one bride in Brazil claims marrying with so many other people around the world will add strength to her union. Karen Sloan, The Associated Press.
All right, on the other side of the break, Gretchen Passantino is going to join us to talk about two things. First, her reaction to this latest of the mass weddings in the Unification Church, presided over by the Reverend Sung Young Moon. Is that a cult? I mean, it's called the Unification Church. Is it a cult? And while we're on the subject of cults and the word cult, we'll get from Gretchen where she thinks that word is best used, how she thinks it's best defined, and how Christians should avoid misapplying the term cult nowadays, especially when we're doing apologetics out there in the public square. Gretchen Passantino of Answers in Action is our guest right after this.
Here's an easy way for you to publicize Issues Etc. at your church. Go to the promote page of our website, issuesetc.org, and you'll find a short paragraph to include in your weekly church bulletin. Help inform your fellow parishioners about Issues Etc. issuesetc.org. Click promote and copy and paste the text for your church secretary or pastor to include each week in the Sunday bulletin. We update this paragraph weekly. Go to the promote page of our website, issuesetc.org.
We know that many congregations are putting together their budgets for next year. Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. to your congregation's mission or advertising budget for 2010. Simply go to the promote page of our website, issuesetc.org, and find out more about the Issues Etc. 300. You'll even find a one-page flyer that you can hand out. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues Etc., the Issues Etc. 300.
No consultants necessary. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Catholic convictions under fire.
This is a special commentary from the Susan B. Anthony List, named for the suffragette who was proudly pro-life.
Belmont Abbey College is a small Catholic college in Charlotte, North Carolina. Despite the clear teachings of the Catholic Church on artificial contraceptives, the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission has ruled the college's insurance plan must cover contraceptive drugs. To do otherwise, says the EEOC, discriminates against women because only women need such coverage. College faculty have filed a complaint with the EEOC, and the administration indicates it will not violate Catholic doctrine. However, the ruling highlights the dangerous precedent this sets to force Catholic employers to include such coverage in employee health plans.
This is Marjorie Dannenfelser, president of the Susan B. Anthony List. To join us in our battle for life, visit our website at sba-list.org.